Blog Talk Radio.
Stretching forth.
morning, good morning, good morning. God bless each and every one of you. What is a blessing time, and what is a time, my God Almighty, continue to see the face of God. I'm telling you right now, and it is the time to make sure you're coming, you gathering around a group of people that is truly seeking the face of God. This is not no time to be left out or been playing around or just being behind or just being lackadaisy, but it's time for you to get up. Let's seek the face of God in wherever, however we have to do it. If it's by scripture, by word, or it's by prayer, by calling on his name, my God Almighty, if it's by tearing, whatever it may be, we have to see the face of the living God. Listen, saints of God, I just thank God for our families, our international friends and families that is all over the world. My God Almighty, over there in Norway, we thank God. France, we thank God for you. My God, Turkey's Island, we thank God for you as well. Our brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, we thank God for you as well. Let's keep praying for our brothers and sisters over there in Norway. Amen. And we keep praying for each one of our brothers and sisters internationally. Listen, saints of God, right here at home, I'd like to thank God for our brothers and sisters over there in California, Nevada. We thank God for you as well. Massachusetts, we thank God for you. New York, Pennsylvania, we thank God for you as well. And our new brothers and sisters, they not new no more, because once you start coming to visit them more than one time, amen, you are not a visitor, or you're not. You are a part of us, our brothers and sisters. Tennessee. But I want to send a special shout out, my God, to our brothers and sisters right there in South Carolina. Thank God for you, brothers and sisters in South Carolina, that you're choosing to pick us up, my God Almighty, and having us be a part. Somebody is having us to be a part of the listening audience, my God Almighty, this morning and the others morning. So we just want to acknowledge you and let you know that we know you on, my God Almighty. Might not be on by phone line, but I know that you are listening to us through the internet. So I thank God for you as well, and I thank God for all our brothers and sisters right here in our own state of Georgia. Texas, we thank God for you as well. Alabama, we praise God for you as well. Listen, saints of God, we have to keep praying. And I thank God for all the tweets and all the shout outs on yesterday, how it's begin to, things are beginning to open up and begin to make more sense to you. I know you're getting it. I know you're getting it. God showed me a dream on last night, how the saints of God, my God, they begin to take back their thought, take back, my God, what the enemy been trying to rob them because of what they did not know. Amen. So I thank God for you. Now you walking into the prayers and really have an understanding, and where you can pinpoint where this devil and begin to make accurate, my God, accurate shots at the enemy, for you won't miss. Amen. So I thank God for you all, my God, been studious and been, my God, students of the word and of the gospel, for it can enhance us. Amen. All it's going to do is it's going to enhance us, make us better than where we was at on yesterday. I just thank God to my ABM family and friends. I thank God. I love the family so much. If they only know, my God Almighty, how much I love them. My God, when you get to the place where words cannot describe, and you're dealing with some true agape love, there's no words I can describe. Jesus, like, listen, y'all, you know, there's no words I can describe how much I love you. So I really just give my life, give myself as a living sacrifice for the church. Amen. So I thank God for you all, and I thank God for all the ones who've been praying. My God, I've been feeling some prayers on this week. So I thank God, and I take my hats off to you all. My God, but let's keep moving. God got greater work for us. He got a greater calling for us. Amen. For us as a team and as one unit, keep marking and doing a work in this world. Amen. Amen. So y'all get ready internationally. You're going to see, my God, sooner or later, you're going to see some of us. Amen. You might not have to see me all the time, but God got some equipped vessels that is getting ready, my God, to go out and to go ahead and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's just say, so God, I don't want to take up too much time. My God Almighty, you know when you give a preacher the mic, they go to talking so much. So you be like, oh my God, I thought he was through. He don't close by 10 times. Amen. So we're going to bring on in our very own Brother Jackson. Go ahead and intercede in the Holy Ghost. Amen. To get rid of the jump start us, my God, before we could go ahead and take the me and take the man of this week, because this is ours, our freedom, our prosperity, our health, my God, it is ours. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Temple. God, Father God, we just thank you for another day. First of all, God, I give you honor who's the head of my life, and the honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and the ADM family this morning. God, Father God, we come to your throne boldly once again, God. Oh, thank you just for a brand new day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We might have had to fight all last night up until this day, God. Oh, but we give you the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for watching over us all last night, God. Kept our home safe, God. Oh, we thank you just for that, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every family of ours, God. We thank you for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to pray for our loved ones, our mates, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us cry out for them also, God. Let us cry out for the souls that are lost, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those are still souls, God. So we pray today, God, continue to save and deliver and set them free in the name of Jesus, God. And create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God, that we can continue to cry out and do your perfect will, God, where we continue to love each and every one that come and encounter in our space, God. Let us continue to tell somebody about Jesus, that you still live, that you still fighting them battles, that you never lost a battle, God. Let us continue to cry out to them. Let them know if he did it for me, he can do it for you. He's still in the healing business, God. We just thank you this morning, God. May everyone that's on the air this morning, everyone that have an ear to hear, God is still doing what he do best. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up every prayer warrior, every teacher, God, every intercessor this morning, God. We lift up the ones that bring the word forth. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let them stay up on the wall. Don't let them come down in the name of Jesus. Let them continue to fight a good battle. Continue just to don't even throw in the towel. Just know that God is in control. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that you still let us have a standard in you. Let us know that we don't have to bow down to anything. We don't have to receive whatever the devil gave to us. In the name of Jesus, because God has everything that we need. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. You didn't have to wake us up this morning, God, but you did. Someone in rise this morning, God. No matter how long the time clock wrong and someone knocked on the door. So we need to be saying, thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. In the name of Jesus, whatever you're going through, huh, God is the one that can make everything all right. In the name of Jesus, don't look at someone else and say, I can't do it because they got a better degree than I have. I can't do it because they speak better. God created you. Whatever he put in you, you can do it in the name of Jesus. Just begin to cry out, God, say, Lord, help me. I need you, God. I can't run to nobody else, but it's time for me to run to you, God, and kneel down, God. Have mercy upon my soul, God. I need you, God. I need a deliverance in my life, God. I just can't act right, God. I'll tell you this morning, if you're waiting on your breakthrough, continue to wait on it. Don't give up, because it's coming. It's even probably at your door right now. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray this morning, God, that you raise up some soldiers that won't bow down for nothing. Oh, we pray this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're raising up some soldiers, huh? That will just tell the truth in the name of Jesus. God, we realize you're raising up some soldiers now in these lands and evil that will tell the devil. Oh, glory to God this morning. Hallelujah. We come to the Roche. We come to the mighty God. The mighty God is coming to the Roche. As we walk be after him, after we walk after his own harm, that we know we're just sick and tired of being tired. When we know that our mind is made, it ain't no more turning around. It's just to God's perfect will. In the name of Jesus, if you're waiting on the healing, just begin to thank God for your healing, because it's already done. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for grace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let us point fingers at each other, because we got to realize we were there. But now, if God came into our lives, washing us, God, he's changing our minds and the way we walk and the way we talk. So if he can do it for us, he can do it for somebody else too. In the name of Jesus, let us begin to just hug on somebody and just tell them God loves you and so do I. In the name of Jesus, come with me, sister. Come with me, brother. Set in the service and let God come to live on you. Begin to listen to God's voice. Begin to just pray like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the ones over there in the nursing home today, God. We pray that you continue to, Lord, love on them. Shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're putting in us, God. We thank you, God, for revelations, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, some things we don't even know, but I can say this morning, you are a good teacher, God. You're the teacher over the teacher, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us know this day, God. Continue to put on the whole armor of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, Lord, oh, say, God. We thank you for our kids, God, our grandkids, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we see them sometimes and seem like, oh, that old boy, I don't know what we're going to do with it. Like it ain't no change. But the devil is a lie. That child will, God will bring a change in that child's life. In the name of Jesus, just continue to pray for your children. Just continue to call their name out and watch God move. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we cry out this morning, God. We cry out for the one, the mind is corrupted, God. But we speak a good mind in Jesus Christ. We speak a change in their mind, the change in their thoughts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. As we woke, as you woke us up this morning, God, when our foot hit the floor, we begin to say, God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, we glorify your name, God. We say yes to your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, God, so we realize, God, there's nothing else out there in the world. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, 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 say, God, yes, Lord, we'll say yes to you. Somebody need to begin to praise God this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that we didn't get a phone call this morning. We hours in the morning. Oh, somebody could have been thorough, oh, say, somebody could have been gone away this morning. Oh, God, but we thank you. We thank you for keeping them one more day, God. As you kept them one more day, God, we pray, God, that you will save, deliver, and set the captive free. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray this morning, God, that you begin to walk up in the drug trap, God. Oh, the Roche. We pray, God, that you arrest them, huh? In the Holy Ghost, God, the Roche. In the name of Jesus, because we realize nothing too hard for you, God. Nothing's too hard for you, God. Because if you change me, God, you can change somebody. It's worse than often that word, God. Oh, God, we lift up every rebellious child this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak. Oh, obedient child. Hey, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, terrible, oh, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Some parents have been catching hell because of their children. I begin to speak to every mother and every father that's been going through with their child. Begin to call their name out. Oh, begin to say, thank you, God. Thank you for an obedient child, God. Thank you for saving my child, God. Thank you for delivering my child, God. Thank you for my child's going to school, going to finish high school, going on to college, getting good grades. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we need you, God. Whatever it takes, God, we have a thirst and a hunger for you like never before, God. Let us begin to separate ourselves from things, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't isolate us, God, that we begin to lay before you and call out on your name, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, this morning. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for the food that you have put on our tables, God. Don't let us even take that for granted, because we realize somewhere this day, God, somebody don't have anything, God. But, oh, God, we pray this morning, huh? You begin to let a knock on the door, huh? In the name of Jesus, begin to let somebody have food on our table, God. Don't just let us think about us. That word, I hadn't did anything. Whatever you got, God got it for you. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out today, God. We need your divine help, God. Help our minds stop out of the bullshit, God. Put a bridle over our mouth, God. Some of us just say whatever we want to say, God. But when we open our mouth, God, let God speak through our vessels in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us pay attention to what we're saying and how we're saying things, God. Help us today, God. Keep us meek and humble, God, before you. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask you this morning. In the name of the Father, God. In the name of the Son, the God of Moshe. In the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen. May God be the glory. Hallelujah. Lord of Moshe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, can we just take a few minutes and just worship him? I just want to take about a minute or two and just reflect on what a powerful and awful and felt prayer. So let's take a few minutes and just worship the living God. We'll come right back. I want to take a few minutes, and you just need to take a few minutes and begin to talk to God. Just let God minister to your spirit. I just want to just sit there and just let him commune with you for a minute. Amen. I dare you just worship him for a few minutes. Just worship him.
God, we serve
worship him, because at the end of the day, you submit and give yourself to God. He is holy. He is holy. He's in your situation. He's in the bed. It's working out for your good. You just need to worship him. Holy is his name. Just like you crying out on a Sunday morning, cry out unto him, for he is your Lord, he is the Alpha, he is the Omega, he is the middle in the middle of the wheel, he is the comforter. You just need to cry out unto him this morning. He is the one, my God Almighty, that every crooked place will be made straight. He is the one that keeps the fiery darts, my God Almighty, penetrating you with your life, my God, your family, protecting you out. He is God Almighty. He is God Almighty. Somebody just worship him. Just worship him. For he is. Shatorida Sikaro Reishina. Rohayande. For he is holy. He is holy. My God, I just give God thanks and we give God the glory. And I praise his holy name, my God. For he is holy. Saints of God, let's make sure, my God, that we are keeping our focus, especially in prayer. We are keeping our focus. So many times, my God, Pastor Jackson, I'm for the Pastor Smith, my God, I'm going to bring him in just in a moment. Amen. But so many times we are getting out of focus. Let's go ahead and keep our focus and get back into prayer. They was talking on something last week and sharing something with you all. On last week, Mother Helen and Pastor Smith, amen, on last week. And I know you was talking about the Lord's Prayer, amen. And saints of God, I want you to begin to understand the way God prayed and the way Jesus prayed here on earth. He prayed and his prayer was more focused. He was focused. He was praying more to the, he prayed to the Father. My God Almighty, he prayed to the Father. He called the enemy out when he was trying to be slick. My God, and he put the enemy in his place, but he did not entertain the enemy. He entertained his assignment and his relationship with who? With his Father. Amen. He said quotes like this, not thou will, but my Father's will. Amen. He said quotes like this when special as a you little boy, I am about my Father's what? Business. Amen. So he was focused on a lot of the assignments. Amen. Even though the adversary was trying to be slick and come around. My God, in the book of Matthew, how it was said when he was led in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights. Amen. To be tempted by who? The devil, the adversary. And what he had to do, he had to put him in place, but yet he didn't stay there. It was a season where he had to put the enemy in place. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written, amen. And he had to let the enemy know that he knew his place with God, and he knew where not to cross, and he is not going to allow him to cross over that place with God, because why? It is written, amen, amen. And I'm telling you this morning, saints of God, we have to stay focused regardless of what. Amen. And he said quotes like this, special on the cross. He always, he go to a place, but yet he come right back out of it. If God, he said, Father, you know, if, you know, let this cup pass from me. He didn't like, let this cup pass from me. Like, listen, now I'm going through, this is a little harsh here. But nevertheless, not my will, but who? Thine will be what? Be done. Be done. Amen. So it wasn't about the devil. It was just about the condition. He had to focus and he recognized the enemy when he was talking in with the group of disciples. And he asked the disciples, who do you say I am? Everybody said this and everybody said that. But Simon Peter said, you are the Lord. You are the Father. And he announced that, Simon Peter, the Father in heaven show you that. Man did not show you, but the Father in heaven showed you that. But right after that, a couple of verses right after that, my God Almighty, when he said about his assignment, I'm going to have to go, and I'm going to have to go, and Son of Man is not going to be, because I'm going to have to go, die on the cross, or whatever. You know, then Peter looked at him. He said, oh, no, Lord, no, Lord. No. Right then and there, God, Jesus recognized the enemy trying to have him or put a seed in him for him to abort his assignment. And he looked at Peter and said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. That shows you that, my God, one minute you have an individual is just so on fire and you seek a God. But if you let your guards down, just that quick, the enemy could come and come right in. Amen. So don't get so caught up. Oh, my God. I'm this strong prayer warrior. I'm this strong warrior. God spoke to me. He told me this. And you just get so caught up because as soon as you allow them guards to be let down, that's the moment that the enemy comes in. Amen. So we have to be focused. And this is one of the things that Pastor Smith was talking about, too, on last week when he was dealing with the Father's prayer. My God, King James Version say, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Other words, we give a recognition, we recognize who are our Father, who is the head of our life. Then you notice in the walk and in Jesus' teaching, he deal with a lot of self-correction, getting yourself together. How in the world you're going to talk about the stick in your brother eye, but you have a beam in your eye? Self-correction. You hear me? He's talking about getting yourself in order. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. In other words, call things forth. Begin to prophesy in your morning. Begin to prophesy through your day. Amen. Daily bread. My God, I need to begin to prophesy and call forth things is going to feed and nourish who? What? My spirit. Forgive us our debts and as we forgive our debtors. Other words, getting yourself in order. Forgive us, God. And not only I want you to forgive me, but I don't want to be so selfish and so I'm conniving to where, my God Almighty, I want to ask for forgiveness for my debtors. In other words, you don't need to be walking around here holding things in your heart with individuals or with anybody. Amen. Having envy, having problems. My God, they ain't calling me today. They got a problem. I need all this here. I need some help with that. Yeah, amen. No, forgive our debtors. Amen. Because further down in that passage, the Bible talks about, my God, further down, it talks about if you do not forgive your debtors, your Father in heaven is not going to forgive who? You. So let's focus on it. Talks about self-correcting, getting yourself in order. That's why I dwell so much on, my God, ourself. Get ourself in alignment. Get ourself into a place, because once we get ourselves together, my God Almighty, you begin to see things in your life are possible. Now watch this. Now this is where some of us get it all conflicted right here in 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. My God, from thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lead us not into temptation. He's talking about what? Self again. Self. My God, you know what will be tempting to you. Amen. For a person that got a problem, I'm just going to use this for an example. For a person that has a problem, let's say you got a problem with donuts. Amen. Why in the world you want to ride by Krispy Kreme? Especially when they got that red light outside of the window and you know them donuts are hot. Y'all hear me? So you're going to get led into a place of where? Temptation. Lead us not into a place of temptation. Other words, things that will cause me, my God, to fail, or things that will cause me to relapse or to go backwards, lead me now. A person that have a bad issues smoking and different things, and you know it's your nerves and all that, and you're trying to get delivered, you'll try to stay away from some conversations or disagreements that is very stressful. Amen? Because you don't want to be tempted to try to find different things that you're trying to be delivered from that will call cause a temporary coolness or unhealthiness, calmness to come over you. So keep us away from temptation, but deliver us from evil. Evil. Deliver us from evil. Evil. Now, when you begin to study this in the Greek, you'll find out that it's talking about ourselves. Deliver us. He was saying us in a form of what he was teaching in our surrounding, but he was dealing with in a visual. Evil that we have inside of us. Things that we are doing. Amen. We have to focus on us. We have some ways. Some of us have some ways and some things that God doesn't like, that he doesn't please with. So we need to ask God to deliver us from evil. That way, it don't give the enemy no platform or anything to stand up on. Some of you can't be told nothing. Amen. You can't be told nothing. You can't. You think you know it all. I don't got across something to say. I just shake my head. I know this. I know this. But they don't even have anything to show for. They're not even walking in what they say they know. Amen. So deliver us from evil. Deliver us from gossip. Deliver us from lying. Deliver us from evil or ungodly thoughts. Deliver us from things that is not of you, God. For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory for amen. He went back from a place of, watch this, of inner issues, and instead of dwelling on the inner issues, he went back to acknowledge the beginning, my God Almighty, the kingdom, thy will, my Father, the kingdom, and he went back, thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, amen. Other words, the kingdom, the power, the glory, the heavens is greater than it all. Amen. So let's begin to stay focused on what? Assignment. A lot of you got to get your assignment, and let's begin to be focused on it. Let's begin to be focused and begin to ask God to help us with our inner issue. Forgive all the ones got an issue with me, God. But God, this is me standing in the midst of prayer. Forgive that co-worker that got a problem with me and trying to get me fired and trying to got an issue and stuff with me. God, do a work inside of me, because it got to be something inside of me. He's able to bring an attack against me, and it's something that is not in me coming out of me to help deliver, my God, to deliver them while in a moment they are in my presence. Well, I need to do something to come up and be more better than what I am in. Amen. Deliver us, my God Almighty. We have to stay focused on the assignment. We, regardless of your movement, is with your local church. Amen. You've been active or different things in your local church, or you got an outreach or a nonprofit, or let's stay silent. My God, people that is very not busy and don't have much going on, they will always see the negativity or certain things or negativity in life. You're not moving. You see all the rocks. You see all this. You see all the. Listen, if you're focused, I don't have time to see the rocks. I don't have time. Listen, I will call the enemy out, put him in place. My God Almighty, rebuke him. But I cannot stay there, because why? My focus is on who? My Father, our Father, which are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. My God Almighty. God bless you, Pastor Smith. I'm going to let you jump on in some of this this morning. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Giving honor to Christ, who's the head of my life. Amen. To honor to my wife and to my pastor and first lady. Amen. Praise God. I just tell you, to the ADM family, praise God. A pastor, you're just hitting it right now in the middle of the road this morning. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for the word. Amen. For you know, remember this, saints. You learn the word, you be taught in the word,
amen.
And then at the end of the word, you're going to be given a test.
Amen.
The devil is here, amen, to be a part of that process,
amen,
for your test. It's not about the devil, amen, praise God, but it's about God checking your faith praise God, and servitude to him.
Amen.
We can't make it no simpler than that. We're living in the last and evil days. We can't make it no simple. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The atmosphere is being stirred in the spiritual realm. Amen.
Amen.
Can't make it no simpler than that. Amen. God is giving the saints discernment. We're trying to get you to understand that you need to use that discernment in these last and evil days. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. See, it's simple. When you went to school, college, or wherever, at the end of the week, your professor, your teacher, gave you a test. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Why did they give you the test? To check on learning. Amen. God allows those tests. It may be through a close friend. It
Amen.
May be through a family member, a coworker, a boss. Amen. But it's a test.
Amen.
And it's a test that God allows sometimes the devil to use to check us. So God checks on our learning, amen, by allowing these tests to come in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. You have to recognize the test for what it is on today. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So don't look at it as a negative thing all the time. The devil is beating me up. Why me? Why me? Oh, woe is me. Amen. Praise God. But look at it as a check on learning from God. Amen. We don't see the simplicity of it. Amen. Because we're looking at the natural. But once you start operating, praise God, in the spiritual realm, praise God, you will see everything for what it is. This is what God is trying to get us to see. This is what he wants us, amen, praise God, to grow in, amen, exponentially. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We need to do this today. Praise God.
Amen.
We're living in the last and evil days. Time is short. Amen. People are doing things and going about doing things, praise God, normally people would not do. Amen. Those are the sign of the times. It's in the Word of God. The Word of God is what instructs and teaches us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It lets us know, praise God, how we are to live our lives on a daily basis. And for those of you, amen, that are Bible scholars and look at it and say, well, that happened back in the old days in the Old Testament and this and that. But guess what? It's relevant for today, praise God. It's relevant. Amen. Amen. And if you take that thing on a daily basis and look at some of the things that you may go through in your daily process, and this may happen or that may happen, whether good, whether bad. Amen. And apply it to the Word of God and see how it lines up. Amen. Check on learning. Today, whatever you're going through, saints, whatever, it cannot be no greater than God. It's only a test. Praise
Amen.
God. Well, that's my nugget for today, Pastor. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
Amen, amen. You have the saints of God, and he's absolutely correct. You get tested on different things. So, other words, we say, no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper. God wants to see how well you're going to believe that word and put you in a situation where he'll show you where you can see the weapon is being formed against you. Y'all hear me? You'll get into some situation where you'll see it being formed against you. So now, are you going to believe? Is it going to prosper against you? You're going to begin to put your focus on it. You're going to begin to worry about it, or you're not going to worry about it. You're not going to put your focus on it because of why? You know that it could form, but it's not going to prosper. You know it could go into the making, but it's not going to, y'all hear me, it's not going to happen. You could have your button on, my God Almighty, the nuclear war missile. The weapon can form, but it's not going to happen. Why? Because I'm covered up under the blood, my God Almighty. Can I rock with my old school mother just for a minute? I'm covered under the blood of Jesus. My God, my God, oh my God. You cover. blood of Jesus. Remember, keep your focus. Keep your focus. My God, I pray. This is how I pray. I pray until I get an answer from God. Once I get the answer from God, I don't stay there no more. Because why? Because when God gives his answer, he don't release the word. When the Bible says it's going to come back to him void. So if he says I'm healed, he don't release his heal. I don't need to be praying for my healing no more. I need to be what? Waiting on my healing. And as I'm waiting, I'm working in somewhere. I'm working and praying for something else. My God Almighty, because his word shall not return back to him. What? Voided. If he say you healed, his word ain't going to come back to him and say, well, I ain't did my assignment. No. How many of you, my God, a lot of you have blessings hovering around your head, hovering around your spiritual life, and waiting to fulfill the word of God in, my God, your life. He is waiting to fulfill the word of God in your life. My God, my. I felt that one there, Pastor Smith. I want to say this, and I'm going to get ready to go. Amen. I want to say this. He keep hitting my spirit. He started on Sunday, and he keep hitting my spirit. My God, dealing with wisdom, dealing with wisdom. We saints got to really, we got to understand what wisdom is, because we don't been taught. To be honest with you, a lot of time I don't be hurting to come across that we don't been taught, but we've been taught different things, but without the wisdom, without wisdom. Amen. So let's not get crazy faith. I'm just going to call it like it is. Crazy faith mixed up with wisdom, or no faith or lack of faith mixed up with wisdom. Show you an example. My God, I'm going to show you an example. But say, for instance, my God, you having a pain in your leg. A pain in your leg. Now, you got a pain don't hit you in your leg. My God, what you do, you go to the doctor. That's wisdom. Number one, you went to the doctor to find out what is going on. So the doctor gave you a diagnosis and said, listen, you got a bad sprain in your leg. You got a bad sprain. So you go home, and he give you some instructions what to do. He said, what you need to do, you need to make sure you got it elevated, make sure you got an ice pack, and make sure you stay up before it heals. Do a little bit of exercise, but don't overextend it. But you go with your Holy Ghost faithful self, and you go, my God, pay that doctor no attention. You be like, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. You begin to walk around the house, begin to run, begin to do everything else what you're supposed to do. So because you have not operated in wisdom, what happened is it had a door open for the enemy to attack. And now guess what? You made a problem that it could have been healed over a short period of time, but you made a problem worse than what it is. Amen. What wisdom is? Wisdom, I checked up on a problem. After I checked up on a problem, when the pain or issue hit me, I don't call out the devil. I call, thank you, God, for healing me. Thank you, God, this pain is gone. Now I'm beginning to prophesy to my situation in a midst, watch this, in a midst of my situation. I begin to prophesy to my situation in the midst of my situation. Amen. And as I'm thanking God for my healing, you know if you healed or not. So therefore, until I get healed, I'm thanking God for my situation. But wisdom tells me, watch this, wisdom is your task. It's like a broken arm, and you go to the doctor. It's like somebody have a broken arm, and you go to the doctor. They put a cast around that broken arm. That's wisdom. Wisdom there to protect. It's there to cover you. Amen? It's there to protect and cover you. So now what you do now, you get a cane. You begin to walk around the cane. Even though you're starting to feel a little better, you steady using the cane. And my God Almighty, you're building up strength. You're doing a little exercise. But guess what? You're using the cane. What are you doing? You're not having a lack of faith. You're not having God is not able to heal you, or you're not showing he's not able to heal you, my God. But what you are showing, you're showing wisdom. Wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom will keep you. And I see that we say we got to get and really understand wisdom. A lot of us has been defeated in our situation and been defeated by the enemy because of wisdom. And And we don't trade wisdom in for, oh, you just not having enough faith. No, the sister is having faith, but she having wisdom, because this is an earthly body. This is not our spiritual body. The earthly body got issues, and it's going to go through pains, and I got to use wisdom to build this earthly body. Y'all hear me this morning. Build this earthly body back up. Because of why? This earthly body, because it got issues, it's not going to face God. It's my spiritual body is going to face God. This earthly body is going to be pronounced as the preacher get done at the end of the ceremony, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and get rededicated back to the earth. Y'all hear me? My God. So in the midst of this earthly body, in the midst of these earthly situations, that's where wisdom comes in at, to keep that cast, keep us protected, for the enemy cannot, or not only the enemy, most of the time for us, ourselves, can do no more harm to ourselves than it's already done, and God could finish completing the healing. I want to say this. Listen, understand this. Please, jot this down in your notes. Healing is something that takes place over a period of time. Understand that.
Amen.
Healing takes place over a period of time. So when God said, I am healing you, that doesn't mean it happened the same day. A miracle is something that happened in a short period of time. Instant miracle is something that happens right then, right now. Other words, my God Almighty, somebody be pronounced dead, but instantly they wake up. That was an instant miracle. Amen. Instant miracle. You need $100,000 for your house. You didn't know how you're going to get it. And next thing you know, 2 or 3 days later, you got a knock and say, God told me to bring this check by your house. That was a miracle. That was a miracle. You need a healing in your body, but it took you to get your healing for about 7 months. 7 months of eating right, exercising, obeying the doctor and hearing what he said. And next thing you know, the doctor said, listen, you good now, you good, you healed, you strong. That is a healing. That is a healing. So understand, God is not getting messed up what he's doing. Some of you he is healing, some of you he's giving miracles, and some of you he's giving instant miracles. My God, Pastor Smith, we got to get out of here. I'm about ready to have the church all over the world, all over again. My God, my God. So, Saint, let's go ahead and let's keep our faith. Remember, my God Almighty, let's begin to walk in wisdom. You know a person don't like you. You don't have to go and show how much a Holy Ghost you have in you and go and mess with her. Amen? You can make your words use wisdom. Make your words limit to individuals that you know got an issue with you. And use wisdom. Use, and also put on, my God, I didn't go there. We have enough time yesterday, but the brass plate of righteousness. In the Greek, the brass plate represents love. Love.
Amen.
Faith. So in other words, you putting on love. You putting on having that, you putting on compassion. You putting on love. You putting on compassion. And as you put on love and compassion, it doesn't matter what fire darts trying to penetrate you, they cannot penetrate your spirit, because why? You're going to operate in love. So your blast praise is a deflecting and make the fire dart go right back at the enemy. Oh, my God, let me get out of here.
Amen.
Listen, saints of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm. Listen, saints of God, I want you to begin to get with us. My God, September is our one-year anniversary. We're going to be having different things going out on Sundays throughout that month. My God, I'm a good friend of mine in the spirit, Apostle Hill. Him and his congregation, they're going to come on with us on the third Sunday in September. I'm on Bishop Davis. He's going to be there rocking the house, closing out on the fourth Sunday. ADM family, we're going to be rocking the house the first Sunday. We're going to kick things off. Amen. And I want you to come on our second Sunday, begin to fellowship with the ADM family and the different ones that withered the storm and withered the test. Amen. For I'm so excited to be called to call them members. Amen. Not everybody are members. I want to let y'all know that, Saint. Not everybody are members. Some of them are visitors and some of them just popping by. but I'm so excited
Amen.
To get ready to call some of truly some of them members, and I'm so excited about that. Amen. So we're going to fellowship.
Amen.
I want you to come in a place, but I'm telling you, we're going to be praising God, rocking the house. I'm ready for God to do an elevation in the house, and I'm just so excited what he is doing. You are invited. You are invited. My God Almighty, we're going to make sure we have more segments like this and more things God putting in the word, but we can really slow it down, break down the word of break down the word of God, give you better understanding, and give you the things and tools that you need to help you. Amen. I thank God for everyone that sends sending shout outs. Just know, Pastor Prophetess Pastel and Prophetess Jackie, amen. My God, you got to be your brother's keeper. And at certain times, we just got to give our brothers and sisters wisdom, amen. Give our brothers and sisters wisdom and let them know, listen, we got your back. We got your back, amen. And certain times, you got to give them wisdom. Say, y'all need to have a seat for a minute and drink some water. My God, and different things get scrubbed back up. And while you're having a seat, we're going to be playing in the field for you. Then you can come on back and get in the field. So, in other words, you'll be hearing for them once again shortly, amen. And also our minister,
amen.
Juanita, as well, amen. So let's keep moving. Let's
amen.
Keep pressing. Most of all, like Pastor Smith said, my God, you're going to be tested. But I'm giving you the answer to your test. Stay focused on God. You stay focused on God and stay focused on what God has. You'll pass the test every time. That's your answer key, and that's your answer to pass no matter what test comes in your life. Stay focused on God. Amen. This has been ADM Family.
Amen.
We thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to be right back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Until then, you stay prayerful. You stay focused. Walk in wisdom. Let's make sure we're walking in wisdom. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.